Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Beizim Abeiz. We're holding on Beizim and Aleph, 9 lines from the bottom, by the words Umi Amr of Nachman Hachi. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, Machlaikis between Beisham and Beis Hillel, about a Beitza that's laid on Yontif. Beisham says you're allowed to eat it, Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to eat it. And we mentioned the first beer in the Machlaikis was given by Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman said that we're talking about a hen that was not Aymed La'achila. A person, he wasn't intending to eat the mother hen. He was intending to just have the hen to raise eggs. It laid an egg on Yontif. Beishameh says you're allowed to eat the egg, and Beis Hillel says you're not. The Machlaikas is the Machlaikas of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Beishameh holds you're allowed to eat the egg. Beishameh holds like Reb Shimon de Lesley Muksa, and also de Lesley Nailad. Whereas Beis Hillel holds like, who says that you're not allowed to eat the egg, holds like Reb Yehuda, de Lesley Muksa, and of course, de Lesley Nailad. Says the Gemara, Miyamar of Nachman Hachi, did Reb Nachman really say that? That the Machlaikas Beishamim Beisil is the Machlaikas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Vatanam, but we learned in a Mishnah in Shabbos, Beishamim Yomrim, Magbiyin Me'al HaShulchan Atzam Yisu Klipin. Beishamim says if a person has leftover bones and shells on his table on Shabbos, so you could just take it off the table, it's not a problem. Beisil Yomrim, whereas Beisil says that no, it's not Roi La'achila, so the bones, the shells are Muksa. It's not Roi La'achila. But what you could do is, you could do total minatzad, and mesalik as a tavla kulo minara, you just take off the table board and you shake everything off. V'am Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said, the anu in lanu ala beishamei krib Yehuda u beisilil krib Shimon. Now no, you're supposed to reverse the shitas. Beishamei is the one who holds, you have to take off the table board. They hold the krib Yehuda, the islay muksa, and beisilil holds the krib Shimon, the islay muksa, and he says you could therefore just take the atzamais and the klipin off the table with your hand. So you see from here, now Rav Nachman says, Mamish, the exact opposite of what he said in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Rav Nachman wanted to say that according that Beis Shammai holds like Reb Shimon, and that Beis Hillel holds like Reb Yehuda. Here we have in Hilchei Shabbos, that Rav Nachman says the opposite, that Beis Shammai holds like Reb Yehuda, and Beis Hillel holds like Reb Shimon. So says the Gemara, Amalach Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will tell you that no, there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Gabi Shabbos is Sasa Melantanik Rav Shimon. In Hilchei Shabbos, where we have a Stam Mishnah like Rav Shimon, we learned in the Mishnah. Mechatchen Esad Zluin Lefnei Behema. You're allowed to cut up the gourds in front of the Behema. It's not a problem of Tircha. Vesa Nevela Lefnei HaKlavim. And also the Nevela, the animal that died on Shabbos, which is Muksa. But you're allowed to cut it up in front of the animals. So we have that Stam Mishnah that obviously is less Le Muksa. The time of this Mishnah is less Le Muksa, meaning is Reb Shimon. So therefore, being that we have a Stam Mishnah like Reb Shimon, and we know that the Halacha is Kestam Mishnah, we know that the Halacha is like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, so Meikam Ala Beis Hillel like Reb Shimon. So therefore, in Hilchei Shabbos, Reb Nachman said that Beis Hillel holds like Reb Shimon. Aval Gabe Yomtif, however, when it comes to Yomtif, the Sasa Montana Reb Yehuda, that we have a Stam Mishnah like Reb Yehuda, now we learned in the Mishnah, Ein mevakin eitzim min hakayros, v'loy min hakayros shenishbar b'yomtiv. You can't take wood from a pile of beams that were set aside for construction. And you also can't take a piece of wood that broke off of a structure on Yontif. It's muksa. So you can't take that wood and use it as firewood on Yontif. So this Tana clearly is Islay Muksa. This Tana is Rabbi Yehuda who holds a Muksa. So being that we have a Stam Mishnah in Hilchas Yontif like Rabbi Yehuda, and we know that the Halacha is like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, so therefore, Maikum ala Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yehuda, by Hilchas Yontif, Rav Nachman said, that Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So there's no stira. Our Mishnah in Beitza is talking about a Beitza Shinolda B'yomtiv. It's talking about Yontif. So therefore, Rav Nachman says that Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Islay Muksa. Whereas that Mishnah in Shabbos about the bones and the klipin, being that it was Hilchei Shabbos, so there Rav Nachman said that Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Shimon, the Islay Muksa. Ask the Gemara B'michti, wait a second. Man Sas Melem Esnisen, who is the one who makes these Mishnah Yistam? It's the same person. It's Rabbi. So Mishnah b'Shabbos the Sasalman Kreb Shimon, who Mishnah b'Yomtiv the Sasalman Kreb Yehuda. Why did Rabbi himself pick different shitas for different areas of halacha? Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda hold their shita across the board. Rabbi Shimon never holds a muksa. Rabbi Yehuda always holds a muksa. So why did Rabbi, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and by Hilchos Yomtiv paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So says the Gemara Amri. They explained that Shabbos, the chamira of le'asil zazuleba, Shabbos, which is naturally chamer to people, and they're not going to come to be mezalzel, so saw someone Reb Shimon. So Rebbe felt that we could be mekel by Hilchos Muksa, we could go to Reb Shimon, the mekel, who's mekel, and we're not nervous that a person then is going to be mezalzel on Shabbos, because people naturally look at Shabbos more chamer. However, yomtiv tekiel va'asil zazule be yomtiv, which is naturally more kal to a person, and he might come to be mezalzel in yomtiv. So therefore, saslam and Rebbe Yehuda the machmer. So therefore, when it came to muksa, Rebbe was more machmer, and he went like Rebbe Yehuda. But again, all of this was part of this first beer of the Mishnah, the beer of Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman said that the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was disgusting at Tarnagoylas that was a medes legado beitzim. It wasn't to eat; it was just to have eggs. So the Tarnagoylas itself would be muksa. The egg is super muksa, it's nailad. And still Beis Shammai says you're allowed to eat it, because Beis Shammai doesn't hold of muksa or nailad. And Beis Hillel says you're allowed to eat it, because Beis Hillel holds a muksa. Therefore they say you're not allowed to eat it. So says the Gemara, B'mayu kimta b'tarnagoylas, ha'imedes lagad al-beitzim v'misha muksa. How can you say that that's the pshan in the Mishnah, that we're talking about a tarnagoylas, that's imedes for raising eggs, and the machlaikas in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is the machlaikas about muksa? Yachi, if that's true, so then ad-mifligi b'beitza, liflugu b'tarnagoylas. Why discuss the egg b'chal? Just have a machlaikas about the hen itself, about the mother, that Beis Shammai says you're allowed to eat it, because Beis Shammai doesn't hold of muksa. Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to eat it because Beis Hillel holds a muksa. Why do we have to get into the eggs? So says the Gemara, le'diachar koichan de'Beis Shammai de'benoi la'tshari. The Mishnah wanted to specifically talk about the egg to show how meko Beis Shammai is. And not only do they not hold of muksa, they also don't hold of naila. Well, ask the Gemara, okay, so talking about the egg definitely shows us the extent of the chiddush of Beis Shammai, but v'lif l'gu b'tarni gaila se'diachar koichan de'Beis Hillel. But we could also talk about the hen, and that would show us how chmachmir Beis Hillel said, that Beis Hillel is. That not only do they aser nailan, they even aser the hen. They even aser regular muksa. Being that you didn't have intentions to eat it, so it's muksa, the Beis Hillel holds you're not allowed to eat the hen. So talk about the hen to show how the chiddush of Beis Hillel, how machmir they are. And if you'll tell me, then no. Minastam, I would have had to have been machmir by Hilchos Muksa, and therefore that's not such a chiddush to be machmir. The chiddush is how meikel Beis Hillel is, how meikel Beis Shammai is, that Beis Shammai holds that even Noilad is mutter. So maybe you'll tell me, koyach da teira adif, it makes more sense to talk about the egg to show how meikel Beis Shammai is, but still, v'niflug b'tarvayu, it doesn't cost much to just have a machlekes about both the hen and the egg. Talk about both and say, the tarnagoyles ha'imedes legado beitzim, if you have a hen which was imedes legado beitzim, he u'beitzasa Beis Shammai oimrim te'achel, both with regards to the hen and the egg, Beis Shammai says you're allowed to eat it. And that shows us how meikel Beis Shammai is, that they even allow the egg. Beis Hillel oimrim lo te'achel, and Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to eat it, not even the hen. So it doesn't cost much to talk about both. If Rav Nachman is right that the machlekes is all about muksa, so why do we specifically talk about the egg? The Gemara is picking up on this, the fact that that from that which the Mishnah speaks about the egg, it seems like there's something other than muksa going on over here. So says the Gemara, Elam Araba, Rabba explains, lo'aylam v'tarnagoyles ha'imedes la'achila. The hen that's in discussion in the Mishnah is a hen that's not muksa. You were planning on shechting it, you were planning on eating it, so that means the beitz also really should not be a problem of muksa. And Beis Shammai makes a lot of sense. That's very understandable, the fact that they say, te'achil, that you're allowed to eat the egg. So what's the pshan in Beis Hillel? Why does Beis Hillel say you can't, you're not allowed to eat the egg? So we have to have some hakdamas to explain this Mishnah. Says Rabbi, first of all, you have to know that we're talking about yantiv, which is chal matzei Shabbos. You also have to know mishum achana, that there's an issue of achana. Ukasava Rabbi, that Rabbi holds kol beitza the misyal de idna me'admal gamrila. You have to know this scientific fact that Rabbi says that any beitza that's laid on any given day, it was really finished, its preparation inside the hen was really finished the previous day. So that's another point of introduction that you have to know. And you have to know that for Rabbi Latamei, the Rabbi's Lashitasai, that there's an issue of Achana. The Amar Rabbi says, Ma'idichsib, what's the meaning of that which it says by the man, V'haya b'yoy mashishi v'hachinu as hashir aviyu, that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai Yisrael that they have to prepare all their food for Shabbos. We learn now from here that Chol Meichin the Shabbos, V'chol Meichin the Yom Tov. that all Shabbos food, so it has to be prepared during the week. And that the same thing applies to Yontif. You always have to prepare during the week for Yontif. As opposed to, Ve'ein Yontif Mechin LeShabbos, Ve'ein Shabbos Mechin LeYontif. You're not allowed to have Yontif. You can't cook on Yontif for Shabbos. You can't prepare on Shabbos for Yontif. Everything has to be from the week. Ve'ein Yontif Mechin Ve'ein Shabbos Mechin LeYontif. So now with all these points of introduction, now we could understand the Mishnah. That we're talking about a hen that's not muksa. You were planning on eating the hen. However, this beitza was nolda on Yontif. If it was nolda on Yontif, and we're talking about Yontif, which is Chal Matzei Shabbos, that means the egg, its preparation was finished yesterday. Yesterday was Shabbos. If it was finished on Shabbos, that means Shabbos is finished preparing this egg for Yontif. So that's a problem of Achana. That's why Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to eat the egg, which was Nailan on Yontif. Beis Shammai doesn't hold of this. They say you're allowed to eat the egg. But Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to eat the egg. It's because of this issue of Achana. However, Amalei Abaye asked Rabbo, on the Yontif, so Yontif Ba'alma Tishri. So why does the Mishnah say Stam that all Yontif, a Beitza Shanoda be Yontif, is Aser? L'chayr Shadafka be in this specific case. The Mishnah's Mashma, even on a regular Yontif, the egg is Aser. So says the Gemara, yeah, because Gzeira Mishim Yontif Achor Shabbos. Really, the reason that we want to Aser it is because of Yontif, which is Chal Achor Shabbos, because then it's a problem of Achana. Because of that, they assert any time an egg is laid on Yontif, they said it's assert because of Igzera atu Yontif, which is chal after Shabbos. Says the Gemara, okay, but Shabbos da'amat history. Chachmas Menayach explains that we see common practice is that an egg that's laid on Shabbos, we consider it assert. We don't allow a person to eat an egg that's laid on Shabbos. And the kasha is that according to Rabbo, that the issue with the egg in our Mishnah is because of Achana, so on a standard Shabbos, there should be nothing wrong with eating an egg that's nailed on Shabbos. What's the issue? You know, Bishlam, according to Rav Nachman, it was an issue of Muksa, so fine, so there's an issue. But according to you, Rabbo, that the only possible issue is Achana, so then what's wrong with eating the egg that's nailed on Shabbos? It says the Gemara, Gzeira Mishum Shabbos Acher Yomtev. It's a Gzeira, Atu Shabbos, when it's Chal Matzah Yomtev, and that is an issue of Achana, because then it comes out, and Yomtev was Mechin for the Shabbos. Well, ask the Gemara, Migazrina, do we have all these different Gzeiras about eggs? Are we so Machmir about eggs? Vatanabi, we learned in the Braisa, Hashoychid as a Tarnagoyles, a person who shechts a hen, Umatsuba Beitz of Gemurais, and he finds inside the mother, when he opens it up, he finds an egg. So Mutaris Lachlan Biyamtiv, you're allowed to eat it on Yontif. Vim Isa, now if it's true that we have all these different gzeiras about eggs, so then we should have made a gzeira here also. Ligzar Misham Hanach, the Misialdan Biyamayan. We should have said it if a person shechts a hen on Yontif and he finds an egg, that he's not allowed to eat it, up to a case of an egg that's laid on Yontif. If a person sees he's allowed to eat the egg that he finds inside the hen, he's going to come to think that he could also eat an egg that's laid on Yontif. So we should have asked her this egg that you find inside the hen, up to an egg that's laid on Yontif. So Amalei said back to him, that Beitz and Gemura is b'me'ima milsad l'shchichahi. No, because this whole case of shechting a hen and finding a full egg inside, that's not very common, and so the klal is, u'milsad l'shchichah l'gazu b'rabbanan, the rabbanan don't make gzeiras on things that aren't common. So in a chanami, you're right. Be'etzem, we should have made a gzeira here. But there's a technical issue, that chazal don't make gzeiras on things that aren't common, in this case is not common, therefore chazal did not make a gzeira.